Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Have you started your spring cleaning yet? Are you ready to update your home or wardrobe? The DC Big Flea returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, May 21st and 22nd. You can find new-to-you, one-of-a-kind pieces to help you get ready for a new season. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? The DC Big Flea at the Dulles Expo Center. Admission $10, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 11 to 5.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code CAPITAL200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CAPITAL200 to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Washington, D.C. only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Enjoy the Goldilocks Productions presentation of the In the Psychic Flow Show with Carolyn Carey.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on In the Psychic Flow. Delighted to have you with us tonight. We have a wonderful guest with us who I'm going to share with you in just a moment, and all his debonairness and his knowledgeable self and his wonderful topic and presentation he has for us this evening. But I just want to share one thing before I forget. We have Myrna Lou Goldbaum scheduled next week. She is a master palmist, and she is scheduled next week, Thursday, June 4th. And she's going to be doing some readings, palm readings on air. We request that you send them in prior to the show, and it would be, this way, your wrist, including this, because you want to see this part right here of your wrist, both hands, and take a picture with your phone camera, and you can email them to me at psychicflowradio@gmail.com. If she has a chance to do, I don't know how many she's going to do, but there's a possibility she'll be able to read your palm print. She wants to study them before we go on air, and then she will do the results on air during the show in the Psychic Flow next week, 8 p.m. So we are delighted. We have a new format. We are on, what are we on? StreamYard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really like this. I think it's a lot of fun. Yeah. So thank you for joining us. We have the delightful and debonair Reverend Kevin Lee with us again.
Hi, Carolyn. Good to see you and great to be with all your viewers again today. So thank you for having me back.
Oh, we're so glad to have you back, and you have a delightful presentation you're going to share with us. I just want to go over, you were with us on April 9th.
Right.
And we had a little technical difficulty, but there was a great lecture on this very subject, precipitation mediumship. So we're going to share that link and some other links towards the end of the show, about, you know, maybe 10 minutes before the end of the show, during a Q&A. So if people, the last 15 minutes, we're going to try to answer some of your questions regarding Kevin Lee's precipitation mediumship work. If you have any questions regarding that topic, we're not going to be doing any readings tonight, but we are. So please keep your comments and your questions to the topic at hand. I want to introduce Reverend Kevin Lee. If you have not met him before, here he is in his handsome self. And he is the senior minister of the Metaphysical Chapel of South Florida in Fort Lauderdale. Kevin is a keynote speaker and author. He does private readings and pub and gallery readings or group readings. He does weddings. He offers healings as well. And he leads lectures, seminars, private seances.
Yes.
Oh, not a lot of people do that.
How fun is that?
Spiritually educate the next generation of everyday persons, muggles, as Kevin calls them, mediums, psychics, and healers. Kevin is an ordained metaphysical minister with the United Metaphysical Church. If you check out his website, which is RevKevinLee.com, you will see that he has videos for sale and CDs and the store. So please check that out. There are two on this subject, I believe, precipitation mediumship, two you might be interested in. And everyone that is offered, it sounds fascinating. Oh, so you might want to check that out. Now, also, are you going to mention June 3rd now or later?
Let's do that now just to get some housekeeping out of the way. You guys, I'm just delighted you guys came tonight to hear this presentation, because you guys are I'm about to blow your mind. You're about to walk through another dimension, because this is an amazing part of spirit communication. And it's a very rare and kind of a dying art, if you will. But on June 3rd, what we're going to talk about tonight, I will be doing a much more detailed presentation. I'll be diving deeper. And also at the very end of that presentation on June 3rd, I believe it's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's a 2-hour time period. I'll be working with a lady, a medium in Scotland, who will be hosting that community event. And we're going to be doing a live experimental precipitation development seance. So we will all have our, I'm going to talk about this in a minute, but I'll show you a quick peek now. These are some of my instruments for precipitation. We'll all have some type of a precipitation container to create a seance room inside of for the phenomena. And it's a paid event. And but definitely that's June 3rd, and you can get all the information towards the end of this video. We'll post some links. You guys can check it out and be a part of it if that's something you're interested in developing. Okay, good. So Carolyn, I wanted to ask you, would you like me to go ahead and just push right into this to start sharing with people? Okay,
I think it would be wonderful. I think you had spoken on your last interview about how you were introduced to this topic and what it feels like, and show us how you work. I think the presentation is so great. I would just start off with that.
Absolutely. Well, I'll just do a quickie, because we probably don't have too much time to talk about my history with the phenomena. But what I'll say to the viewers is this: 13 years ago, I had come into my church, the Metaphysical Chapel of South Florida. I had been with our church for probably 6 months. I had come from a Christian background, even though I wasn't very religious. That was pretty much my roots were Southern Baptist beliefs and teachings. So they were very conservative, very traditional, and very much anti anything metaphysics and intuitive. Right. And so spirit guided me to my church, fell in love with it. 6 months later, went to my very first seance. And what no one knew was that I was mentally and spiritually in turmoil that I had self-created, because my right logical upbringing mind, what I had been programmed with, was battling with my spirit, which was telling me, you found your home. So my Christian mind was telling me to run like hell, and my spiritual metaphysical mind was saying, you found your home. This is it. We need you here. So I was in so much turmoil, but this phenomena that I'm going to present this evening changed my life. And it took months of mental and spiritual anguish out of my spirit, literally within a couple of hours of this experience. And I had spirit communication from not only one of my relatives in spirit who I adored, but also a couple of saintly figures, Mother Mary, Father Joseph. And I believe I'll show you a slide, a beautiful painting of Mother Mary and Father Joseph that they precipitated for me at the seance. And that card took months of turmoil away. And I realized, whatever the heck this old man just did, even though I thought it was fake, honestly. I went to expose this guy as a fraud. I just knew it couldn't be real. And that's how skeptical I was. And I went home and realized this man has healed me. I don't understand what just happened. I don't understand what this card is all about. How can this even physically be possible? Was I not paying attention? Did he slip this into the basket or something? But I watched him like a hawk. And years later, seeing it so many times and experiencing it, I know that it's not a fraudulent phenomenon. I know that it's legit. I've physically seen it materialize in front of my eyes, actually, in red light. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, it changed my life. And I said to Spirit that day, whatever this old man just did for me, I'm going to learn about it, and I'm going to develop it myself, and I'm going to change people's lives the way this man has changed my life. And that began my journey. It's literally why I'm on camera today, because of 13 years ago. And so let's go ahead and jump into all this amazing stuff, because I'm going to share with you a part of my research that I travel and present. And bear with me. There we go. Here it comes. Perfect. I think it's loading right now. Beautiful. So really... Okay. So precipitation mediumship, what a funny word. And you guys have heard of the word precipitation. Think about the word precipitation itself. It kind of implies something like rain or moisture, something falling out of the atmosphere, right? When you wake up in the morning and the car is covered with dew, what is that? It's precipitation, literally, because it is something that condenses out of a solution, and our atmosphere is actually a solution of elements like oxygen, nitrogen, and whatnot. And it falls like a deposit. So rain is a precipitate. What about snow? Snow is a precipitate because of its weight and how it changes structure. But also ash. Ash will form like a precipitate out of a fiery smoke. And actually, I'm going to show you an example of ash precipitate used for spirit communication in just a little bit. So that's a really good explanation to get you thinking about how the colors that we're going to talk about that I use in my sacred container, how does spirit use those in a precipitated way? Well, they actually dematerialize them and they rematerialize the pigments or the colors that I use, the inks, the gel pens. We're going to talk about gel pens. I love my gel pens and crayons, colored pencils, Sharpies, markers, ball. I mean, I've even seen a piece of lead used, like a little writing lead. An old brick of lead, which is kind of funny. And that worked perfectly. And it only made the color of the lead on the card. But when we think about this phenomena, one of the things we have to understand is this is a form of mediumship. And if we understand mediumship means that there is a spiritual mind. There's an intelligence to the phenomena. Spiritual mind is behind it. And there's an intelligence to the phenomena. It's not just randomly appearing marks here and there. Now, in the beginning, it will begin that way, but over time, it begins to focus in a very intelligent way. And so you can see here in this slide where it talks about intelligence is key behind this phenomena as a form of mediumship and spirit communication. And once the phenomena begins to take off and go running and it begins to produce regularly, now you begin to see how this form of spirit communication can prove the continuity of life, that we don't die. And that there's a synchron in the phenomena, which I've seen numerous times, the beautiful pictures, the beautiful poetry and the prose or the writings, the signatures of loved ones that you just talked about 30 minutes ago before you walked into the experience, their names are on the cards or the canvas. That is synchronistic and highly evidential to the recipient of the card or the phenomena. So it's important that it be evidential. Now, let's talk real quickly about some of the different types of precipitation mediumship. Many of you may be spiritualist mediums or spiritualist practitioners, so you know some of our history, and you may have heard or you may not have heard of something called slate writing, right? Slate writing. And this is my old-time spiritualist slates that I bought off of eBay, and I actually didn't pay very much. I think I paid $30 for this, and they're over 100 years old. So I covered them with a black material to actually keep light away from the phenomena that's happening between my slates. So you can see that? So this is like what the children back in the 1800s and early 1900s, they used chalk. So I've actually have a little baggie full of beautiful, if I can show you guys, you can see my bright neon chalk. I actually made that. I actually cut some bigger pieces of chalk down, but I placed those inside this container and shut it. And in the old times, they would wrap a rope around it, or they would bind it with belts or all kinds of things. But lately, over the last 50 years, you can wrap it in a beautiful black cloth, and it keeps the light out. You place it in your lap, and the phenomena begins to build over time. So that's a perfect example of slates. Those are called, that's a form of slate writing, okay? Now, we also have spirit flame messages. They go by many names. Some of you know them as fairy flame messages or smoke billets or smoke billet messages, if you will. And that's where you take a 3x5 index card. I love doing this with my students. You get a candle, you get this 3x5 index card that's blank, and you slowly move it across the flame, just above the flame where the smoke begins to come off. And it will catch the precipitate of the smoke or the ash, and it will begin to build images that we as the mediums begin to either psychically or mediumistically interpret the message that builds. But as you will see soon, some of those can actually change, that ash will change into other colors, and you'll get actually some other things popping in there. So it's really amazing. Now, silk precipitation is another type of precipitation, and that is where inks are used. And inks are used to be dematerialized by spirit, and they rematerialize into the material, the canvas, that is a silk material. And it's only about yay big. It's only about 6 or 8 inches piece square that we would hold in our laps in the darkness while spirit literally precipitated onto it. So that's amazing. You're going to see an example of that. Breath mediumship. This one is gorgeous. It's going to blow your mind when I show you. A dear friend of mine about 8 years ago began to be guided by spirit to take pictures of the Canadian night sky. He was taking pictures of the stars. And in that cold Arctic air, his breath accidentally, maybe it was spirit guided, got caught in the camera pictures. And he noticed that there appeared to be people looking back at him in his breath. And he took it to a whole nother level because spirit guided him. So we're going to talk about that. Spirit writing. Well, you know, in the phenomena, in the phenomena of precipitation, you will see spirit beginning to write words, sentences, phrases, nicknames, even signatures of the actual individual will begin to materialize exactly as they wrote their name when they were in human form. So that's spirit writing. And precipitation art, which is the I don't even know the word, the grand dame of all the art. It's the most gorgeous of all of them, which you're going to see. It is comes in different types as well, in little formats or in big, beautiful portrait images. So let's just quickly look at this. You probably never thought of the Bible this way. The Bible is an amazing psychic book, actually a phenomena. But did you ever stop to think about the Ten Commandments being a form of precipitation and spirit writing? And so they appeared as writing upon these clay tablets. We don't know if they were chiseled. There's no discussion of that in scripture. But it wouldn't surprise me, based on my own research and based on what I know, that they would have taken the vegetable dyes from the pigment of Moses's clothing and actually precipitated onto those clay tablets. Because I've seen the same phenomena happen in seance rooms. People walked out with perfectly good clothes, and at the end of the seance, there were white spots and circles on their clothes where spirit took the pigment out of their shirts. So fascinating. Wow. Okay. How about the book of Daniel, where a hand appeared and wrote upon the temple wall, predicted the king's demise in 24 hours. Another form of spirit writing, but also there's precipitation because the writing precipitated in a way and it was on the wall. And then the last one, the book of Second Chronicles, discusses a letter that appeared to the king of Judah, and it was a precipitated letter, precipitated writing. So more precipitation. Love it. Now, we can say spirit writing also happened with the religion of Mormonism. And what I find fascinating, and I always talk about in my lectures, Mormonism and spiritualism came to the earth, came forward within 25 years of each other in human history, right? And they appeared in the same state, which is New York State, within 150-mile radius of each other. Isn't that interesting? The last two great world religions. And they both came through spirit communication and spirit contact. Fascinating. Okay, what about the Shroud of Turin? We all know that. What a gorgeous form of precipitation, a precipitated image. This is what the Christians and a lot of other religions would call a holy relic or a holy icon, an image of a saintly figure, the Jesus figure. And so this is, again, a form of precipitation. There are some scholars that talk about there is evidence of a quantum light signature that is attached to the phenomena in the way that it has burned the fibers. So it actually gives a premise that there was some form of a light explosion to create it. Now let's look at this. This is a very famous relic.
Right.
And this is the Vera Icona, they call it. And the story goes, basically, a woman when Jesus was on his way to the cross, a woman felt sorry for him and offered to wipe his face and his forehead. And on her clothing appeared the face of Jesus later. So this is how churches are built around these holy relics. And there's actually multiple churches around the world that have images of Jesus or Mother Mary, and they are all precipitated, and the scientists cannot determine what the pigment is. That's fascinating. Yeah. You guys, last year, this blew my mind. This is amazing, Carolyn, because last year I was invited to speak on this phenomenon and give my lecture in Spain. I ran to Barcelona for the day. It was raining horrible. I couldn't get off the tourist bus. And I said, let me just go to this famous cathedral. I don't know where else to go that I can be inside all day. I went to the basilica there, the Sagrada Familia, walking around 10 or 15 minutes. And suddenly I'm pulled out of the church I realized spirit was pulling me outside. And I thought, what the heck am I going outside for? I know something spiritual is happening. But it didn't make any sense. There's just tourists out there and vendors, and it's raining and it's cold, and I just want to go back inside. I don't understand what's going on. And what happens? I turned around. I said, there's something here for me. I can feel it. And I looked up, and above me, out of the entrance I just walked out, what do you see there? Do you see the Vera Icona in the veil of that woman's dress? That is the image of Jesus in statue form, but is a statue version of a precipitated holy relic. I've never seen anything like it. And to be pulled out of a church, to be able to capture this image, to go into my research, that touched my heart. And I thank spirit that day. So amazing. Look at this. You guys, if you've ever been to Mexico City, this is Our Lady of Guadalupe. This church was built around the holy relic of Our Lady of Guadalupe. An amazing story. I'll let you guys look that up later. But the blue ink that is inside that image cannot be identified by scientists. It does not exist on the periodic table. That's pretty fascinating. And that artifact is over 500 years old. It should have disintegrated within about 20 years because it's produced on cactus fiber.
Wow.
Fascinating. Okay, so let's jump back a little bit to the slates. Remember, we talked about the slates, right? I think they're amazing. You can see an example of a very old children's school slate that was used probably over 100 years ago. I'm sorry, I don't remember the medium in particular who produced these, but you can go to Lilydale and you can see the bottom slate, which actually has blue and white flowers in it, which is spectacular. But how beautiful is that? Spirit wrote this amazing letter to somebody present at the seance and then created artistically with their own mind this gorgeous expression of spirit, flowers. And the mystics always say that God smiles through the flowers. So how incredibly sacred, what a gift from spirit that they would create something incredibly beautiful for the recipient, not just a gorgeous message, but they got some beautiful artwork as well. And so these are just some of the mediums of our history. Henry Slade, the Bang sisters, the Campbell brothers. And these were all, interestingly, American mediums who had this gift. And you don't see this in the United Kingdom. Well, we all know, most of us probably know the Bang sisters. They're very dear to me. They're always around me. I always get messages from them. I do know they work with me. And they guided to me one of their very precious paintings, which is now in my private collection. I found it in an estate sale. Wow. And at the same time, the Campbell brothers, who are actually lovers, but in the time when it was, they probably would have been lynched if they had gone public with themselves, but they called themselves brothers, and they were also precipitation portrait mediums. They would precipitate together in their seances and in publicly and in sometimes even in bright daylight. But they would produce these paintings that were portraits, full-sized or torso-sized, you know, half torso. And these were of your loved ones that you would come to big events and you would go home with a full-color precipitated image when color photography did not exist. That's back amazing. In the 1800s. Okay? This is just a beautiful example, which you can find at Camp Chesterfield. Oh, this is a cool tidbit. You guys can see all of Camp Chesterfield in Indiana. You can see all of their precipitated artwork online because they got a federal grant to digitize and archive all of their artwork, all of the artifacts in their museum. You can see all of this online in very high resolution detail. So I always give them a plug. Now, these are beautiful examples of various spirit guides and individuals. This is an example of the Bang sisters painting. Look at the detail. This is remarkable detail. The Campbell brothers, look at the quality of the work. Spectacular. This is Renaissance style, almost like a painting of this Azure the Helper. You guys, that painting is 40 inches wide by 60 inches tall. It's huge, and it hangs at Lilydale in the hotel. I will tell you this, that painting, that precipitated painting that hangs in the Lilydale Hotel, the picture of Abraham Lincoln, in the 1940s, Kodak Eastman Company took that painting to their laboratories with all of their technology, and they had very advanced radiographic, X-ray, infrared, all kinds of technology. They cannot identify the pigment that actually makes up that image. It doesn't exist. And so that really stumped them. And most people don't even know this. And this is from some of my spirit photography research. The Kodak Eastman Company, and back in the early 1900s, people, when they would use their 35 millimeter and Polaroid films and stuff like that, they started to complain to Kodak that Kodak was reusing film because other people's faces were appearing in their pictures. And Kodak knew good and well that they were not doing that. And so they created a secret lab that is actually well documented now. And they were studying spirit photography, trying to determine how to keep spirit from making images on people's pictures because they didn't want it messing up their product. So that's kind of a funny aside.
Yeah.
All right. We love her. I love this lady. This is Reverend Florence Becker. You guys, she ran an amazing church in San Francisco called the Golden Gate Spiritualist Church. She exited Earth so that I could be born in 1970. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But she is the last great portraiture medium. She did not work with any paint. And we don't have so much of an interactive chat room here as far as I can't really dialogue easily with you. But normally I'd get you to tell me where you think she got the paints from. But I'm going to tell you, she would make her students sit for 2 hours. She was brutal. She was so tough. She'd make her developing students and sitters sit for her so that she could develop precipitation portraiture during that time in the darkness. She would enter an altered state of trance, and she would make them sing one song over and over for 2 hours, the French National Anthem. Well, how boring is that? It's a pretty song, but you can only sing in any national anthem, you know, more than a few times and you're sick of it. But they would sing solid for 2 hours for her. And at some point they'd hear a huge clap, which was from spirit, and it would signal the painting's done. They would slowly pull the curtains back in the room, and they would reveal a probably like a 3 foot wide by 4 foot tall portrait of some images I'm going to show you. And this is an example of the quality, very much like the Bangs. Well, let me tell you, when she would show her students the effect that her precipitation took on her, she would lift her blouse up and show a probably like a saucer sized bruise on her body. They would extract all the elements from her physical body to make the paintings.
Wow.
She could only produce one painting every month, sometimes once every couple of months, depending on what was produced. And you can see here just some of the beautiful artifacts. These hang in her church today. There's almost 30 of them. And it's a marvelous spiritualist church. Please go and check them out and be supportive of them when you go to San Francisco. Tell them I sent you, because one day I've got to make it there and see these in person. Now, I'm just going to skip through these a little quickly, but this, we're going to move into card writing. This is some of the gorgeous stuff. Over the last 70 years, these are some of the different spiritualist precipitation card writing mediums, as we call them, because they use index cards to as their canvas. And these index cards, you know, it's what your mother wrote recipes on or what we put in books and things. Just a simple little 3x5 blank white index card. And that's what they would produce their phenomena on. This is the expert level of the phenomena. This is a two-sided card, front and back. And so you can see how we have spirit writing on the front, on the one side. And the bonus, the beautiful side, is the back. And that was what spirit was given by the medium told spirit. You can do whatever you want. Just create something beautiful and meaningful to the recipient. And look how gorgeous. That is probably the person's native protector guide, an image of them. Right. I'm still waiting for mine. My guides have not brought me that image, but I've got images of my other guides, so I treasure these. And just very briefly, I want you to understand this, that developing mediums today, there are very few that are doing this phenomena. There's only really Reverend Hoyt Robinette, who is actively allowing people to come to his public seances. He's in Camp Chesterfield. And I hate to say it's a dying art, but I do believe we all have the potential to bring it back to life. And that's why I'm so adamant to share with people like you, Carolyn, and Reverend Tiffany on these shows. And because I have to. It changed my life. I've got to give the potential to you guys and inspire you. Look, these guys are famous. The Polaroid ghost writings and these two guys in Los Angeles. I saw this on an A&E, some sort of a ghost show on television years ago. And I thought, what? This kind of looks like my precipitation. And I realized they're literally manipulating the chemicals inside these films to produce writings and images. And I always say, look, we got an image of Casper there in the middle.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. Now we talked about ash. Remember how I spoke about ash falling as a precipitate out of smoke and fire? Here's an example of my dear, dear friend. She is a student, Reverend Gail. She's a dear friend of mine, great medium. And she often demonstrates spirit flame messages. And you notice she has a candle there. Now I want to tell you the phenomena I'm going to show you and that picture of the candle are a couple of years apart. They're not together. So notice the color of the candle on the left. It's a reddish color. And if you will notice the phenomena in that right image, how there is a purplish red color, for lack of a better word, precipitated pigment, that was done with a white candle. And so it is impossible that the candle could have transferred its color when it was white. And she noticed a couple of times she noticed this color appearing a couple of years before. And so she thought, wait a minute, I got
offer deadline on Oak Street, mile 3.
Welcome to the housing market. I'm with Redfin and I'm here to help.
I need to sell my house.
Great. Redfin charges a 1% listing fee when you buy and sell with us, which is more than half off the usual fee and saves you an average of $8,400.
Oh, wow. Is that all?
Yep.
I'm kidding. You had me at 1%.
Want to win? Sell with Redfin. It's real estate done right.
Bidding war at the offers counter in 5 minutes.
Average savings is Redfin refund plus 1% listing fee. Subject to minimums. Not available in all areas. Learn more at redfin.com.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's best Memorial Day sale ever. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchases up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets in stock for immediate delivery. And get a $300 instant gift. Talk to a sleep expert today. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Gotta stop the skeptics. So she stopped using that red candle. So anyway, just goes to show you that for her, this was how her phenomena began, in the beautiful images of precipitated smoke and precipitated colors began to appear out of nowhere, out of the ethers. Now let's jump into silk precipitation. These are gorgeous. I wish I had more of these to share with you, but they are very hard to find, very rarely demonstrated now. I think even Reverend Hoyt only does it maybe once or twice a year publicly for about 25 people each. But wow. You can see we use, the medium will use four colors of ink, black, yellow, blue, and red. That's it. And so these little bottles of writer's ink are opened and set on a little table in the middle of the room. Everybody is given, you can kind of see with that bottom right image, you can kind of see a seam, the hem, around that silk precipitation fabric, right? And that's right. About 6 inches square, roughly. Now, those are held at our solar plexus, and I hold the corners. I pinch the corners with my little fingers, hold it to my solar plexus, kind of near where my hip meets my belly. And the lights go out and we just sit there and we ohm and maybe we say a prayer and sometimes we sing a song, but we typically listen to the medium giving us messages from spirit. But the crazy part is we're not moving, and nobody's moving around you guys. And spirit is literally using the ectoplasm. You can feel your fabric pulling. You can feel it rippling and moving almost like somebody's playing with it. It's the craziest thing. And when the medium comes back out of an altered state and he shines a little red light on all of our little fabrics, we can see these images have appeared. And then we just roll them up into a light-proof sheet of paper, like construction paper that kids would use to cut. And then we keep those covered in the darkness for about 24 or 48 hours. Then they can tolerate sunlight, fluorescent light, but you would never want to display them permanently in sunlight. The radiation will destroy them over time, just like it does everything else. So you have to really protect these. These are sacred artifacts, you guys. These are literally postcards from heaven, right? These are messages from our loved ones. So we have to really take good care of them. All right. This is my buddy, Chris. I love to give him props. I'm so proud of his work. You guys look on the left. On the left image is an example of faces and symbols that began to appear in the night sky when he would photograph them with his flash against the night sky. But his very dear friend, who's a graphic artist, who is very spiritual, very mediumistic, she said, you know what? I think I can bring these to reality. I can use, I don't know, Photoshop or whatever they use to enhance what is already there, but to bring out the gorgeous details of what the medium is hoping that they are to see. And so let's jump forward. Look at this.
Amazing.
Gorgeous, you guys. And so this probably is a little soul that was attracted to the medium and was checking on the medium, was drawn to his light. And this is a beautiful galactic image. To me, it does have a UFO galactic council kind of feel. The fingers look a little spindly, like little alien fingers, but It truly does represent, when I tune into it, it represents the Mother Mary vibration to me. Yes. And so it does have galactic qualities, but I love Mother Mary. So you can take it as you will, but they've done a beautiful job with that. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, gorgeous.
Okay. Now, when you guys, I know that you're going to do it. So you start sitting. We're going to talk about how to do that in a moment. But I want to show you, these are some of my very first cards from years ago. When I first started sitting in the first year, this is what I would get. This is what it looks like. This is the baby. The very first time you start getting phenomena, it's going to look like dots and scratches, little squiggles. It doesn't look like anything, but it is amazing. Look at all the colors that began to appear randomly. I'm okay that it's not intelligent. I'm okay that there is no evidence there. It is still the beginnings of the phenomena and it's beginning. Right. So 6 months later, look at the card on the right. Now I drew a little ballpoint pen around my phenomena because I noticed on the right-hand side, all of the phenomena congealed around the edge of the card and they used multiple colors in that one little region. And if it doesn't show up very well here, but at the bottom and over on the left-hand side, you can kind of see where I tried to trace around the phenomena. Is to show you the phenomena is wrapping around the edges of the card. That is very important because they're beginning to build to this kind of phenomena, which is creating symbols and shapes and purposeful movement. Now, the bumblebee is a little more advanced than that straight line but they're still kind of the beginnings of, wait a minute, that smudge really looks like something familiar, and it looks like a bumblebee taking flight. And that straight line over there, I'm telling you, that was actually done on some rice paper. I was experimenting with papers from all over the world to see if spirit loved one culture more than the other. And the sad part is they love the dollar store. I get more phenomena on these than I do fancy paper. I don't know why. Maybe
it's index cards.
But how funny is that? I get stuff from the dollar store and it works better than fancy, expensive handmade papers. Anyway, but it goes to show spirit is controlling the phenomena. And here we get to a point as it advances. This is by the medium Warren Kaler, actually. And this is an example of spirit creating spirit writing. But it looks like a child beginning to write, like maybe a second grader. I don't know. Second, third grader, whatever that is. So you can see it's advancing. You can see there's humor. What does it say in the bottom? Thank you, boo. And they're because all night long they kept scaring people at this seance, which was kind of funny. Really? And then they kept saying boo. And so they actually wrote it on a sheet of paper, which really made us laugh. This is an example of a very dear friend of mine. He is up in Lake Worth, Reverend Justin Terry. And he is the last precipitation medium who has come into development and unfoldment. This was the very first card that his spirit guides produced for someone other than himself. He had been sitting for 6 years. I want you to notice, what does it say at the bottom? Fall 2012. That's important. Remember that. Okay, look at the quality. That's probably like a third grader, I don't know, fourth grader writing. Well, I know who that is. That card is for me. And that's my spirit guide. That's Jacob. He was writing his name for me. And one of my doctors of philosophy, Dr. Reed, was writing his name. And he was beginning to, so you can see the progress and the evidence coming forward. Notice the date at the bottom. 6 months later, we go from this. 6 months later, from this to this.
Wow.
The phenomena literally profoundly came forward in a highly evidential way, a highly healing way, a very transformative way. Do you think this was important to the recipient of those cards? Let me tell you, the woman who received the card on the right, because the first card came on the left, that was Justin's surprise. And he called a dear friend of his and he said, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., you sit with me, think of somebody you want a card from, let's do an experiment. They sat, this card came out of his basket. And wow. You know, the image on the right is a picture of her father in spirit. That's a spitting image of him. Wow. And you know that the symbol of the cross with the circle, that is the symbol the family chose to be engraved onto the tombstone. Let's talk about the tombstone. What shape is the tombstone, you ask? Well, it just happens to be the shape of a Bible, which we see here in the card. What else do we see? Well, the guy on the right, his name is Jack, and we see his name on the tombstone there on the left. And we see the woman's mother, her name is Winnie. We see those are exactly the positions on the tombstone in the cemetery where her parents' names are. And this woman who received this, she knew her joy guide's name is Buttercup. She always talks about Buttercup. But this woman always, she's so surrounded by loving people. She has an amazing tribe, but she always feels alone. She just feels by herself. And they have brought her a healing message that says, honey, you are never alone. We love you. Little heart. They put an emoji on there. And this woman was in tears, you guys, but those are healing tears of transformation. That is the power of this phenomena and what it can do for people. Can you imagine what you would be able to do for people who have not heard from, whoo, I feel that spirit, who have not heard from their children who have gone into spirit, from their loved ones, their ex-lovers, their former friends or coworkers. You guys, this stuff is transformative. This is the professional. This took 17 to 18 years of sitting every single day for these mediums to get to this level of phenomena that you were witnessing on the screen. The two-sided card on the left, that is the very first card I received from Mother Mary and Father Joseph. That card changed my life profoundly. And you can see the card on the two cards on the left, the style of the phenomena, how beautiful it is. That is Reverend Hoyt. That's very signature his and how his guides work. Now the card on the right, Reverend Mike, that's my mentor from seminary. He trained me and he was my sponsor in seminary. He was a profound spirit precipitation medium. And he told his spirit guides, hey, I don't want to be a copy of that Hoyt guy over there. I want to do something different. So I want my pictures to be framed. And Spirit literally frames every card of his totally differently.
It's amazing.
So that's kind of neat. And so look at these cards. Look at the fingerprint. Look at when I do my research, I know exactly who produced these cards. I know the medium behind all this. Look at the richness. Look at the photographic quality, the details, the beautiful messages that just pour through. Beautiful cards, you guys. I can tell these are Reverend Mike's cards. Why? What do you see around every card?
See
the frame, and every single one is different, created by Spirit, not by Reverend Mike. Look at the images, you guys. That is Reverend Gladys. I never got to meet her before she passed to Spirit. She died 2 years before I went to seminary. She was our most profound precipitation medium. She could precipitate card writing when she was about 15 years old. The very first time her parents to go to church and demonstrate it, she walked into the church and she demonstrated for her church congregation. She was an amazing spiritualist medium, you guys. And that is an exact image of Reverend Gladys. We have images of her in our museum. And so beautiful, you guys. Do you see that?
Astounding.
So, you know, and well, let me go back to this just briefly, because, you know, I love to speak about metaphysics and spiritualism, you know, and within our beliefs, whatever you practice, whatever you believe, even if you're a spiritist, that's a sister organization to all of us. Those are the people who practice and follow the teachings of Allan Kardec and the spiritual teachings and philosophies out of France and Brazil and whatnot. And so, but we all teach the same thing, is that there is a religion, there's a religious expression to all of our spirit communication and how we live our lives. There's also philosophical ways we live our lives. There's scientific ways that we interact with spirit and we analyze the phenomena that comes forward in a scientific way. A lot of churches and religions would never do that. We do that. We love to investigate. We love to test the spirits. And it's a very respectful way to do it. And so think about this. The purposeful communication comes forward in this phenomena through all the evidence and the answers. There's guiding influence from the higher realms of life because we have these earthly life matters. So the phenomena actually is letting you know, hey, you guys, Kevin, we know what's going on in your life because we're talking about it on the cards. We're showing you phrases and images from your life. Kevin, we want to give you a little bit of spiritual upliftment. So they're going to bring through and remind me that they're working with me on a spiritual level, my soul, my greater spirit, my spiritual body. There is physical healing. Now, it's minimal, but let me say this. We know as healers, all healing begins in spirit, on the spiritual mind or body first. Then it trickles into the mental mind or the emotional bodies, right? And then lastly, it affects the physical. So in a way, the phenomena is healing my spirit, healing my mind. And what does that do? It takes the stress away. I no longer have stomach ulcers. I'm no longer crying tears for people who've gone on before me. And so we understand that they're there to spiritually heal us. And they're there to remind us that we're never alone. They're there to humor us and tease us and give us inspiration. And they're also there to be really cheeky and creative and funny, but also to allow us to experiment with them. And so you can see just some of the beautiful phenomena that comes forward. This is just a very quick example, you guys. That pencil drawing on the right, that hangs on a refrigerator in a very dear friend's home. Her daughter drew it in a hospital before she died of cancer as a teenager. And I was in a seance where this whole card materialized out of spirit and fell in the darkness and touched me. Her daughter recreated the Stairway to Heaven for her mother in full color. And there's a message on the back, and I didn't show you. I skipped over it. What does it say on the tattoo? Believe. What does it say on that box? All things are possible if you believe. That's exactly the phrase she used to say with her daughter in the hospital every day. What is on the back of that card? All things are possible, Mom. Believe. And so she's reminding her mom, this was our thing. We used to say this. I'm with you, Mom. I love you. I've never left you. And do you think that mom was in tears? That mom was in deep, those were ugly tears of healing. And the woman was beaming after the seance to get that. And there's a picture. Her daughter in another seance materialized an image of herself, precipitated an image that only existed in photonic electronic form inside a computer at her mother's home. And that was very shocking for the mother at that later seance. So, you know, I just wanted to show you guys some quick examples. I'm going to skip through some of these because you've got to, I want you to get to the next phase. This is kind of what a spirit basket looks like. Let's look at mine real quick. I showed you my sacred container. This is where the magic happens. Inside, it's pure darkness because no light can get through any of the weave or the, there's no handles. And so mine is actually lined with a black felt. It just came that way. And on the inside, what's in there? Like a bric-a-brac of everything. You can actually see a dried flower because I actually like to put flowers to thank spirit, but you don't have to do that. You can see my index cards in there. Those are blank white index cards. And you can see all kinds here, which you can't really see, but these are Sharpies, markers, pencils. And I actually typically will layer them like a lasagna. Coloring instruments, cards, shut the lid. You guys don't fill your container to the top. Only put a handful of crayons, a handful of gel pens, a handful of markers, and just a handful of cards, maybe like 10 or 20. You don't want a lot in there because it actually overwhelms spiritually the energies of production and phenomena. And if you'll just sit for 15 minutes a day and only focus on that and tell spirit what you're doing, spirit, say out loud, spirit, we're going to work on precipitation for 15 minutes. I release it into your hands. You do the work. I'm going to sit here and meditate. That's all you have to do. And I'm telling you, it won't take long. Within a few months, if not very soon, you'll begin to get phenomena on your cards. This is actually the Bang Sister painting that I have in my collection. And it was brought to me. But just another beautiful example of the Bang Sisters painting. And I want to show you one last thing. I'm going to skip out of this and show you how some of your pigments are going to change. This will really amaze you guys. Here we go. I use gel pens. I highly recommend gel pens because you guys, spirit, for some reason, they must be the bomb diggity for spirit. They must be so easy to manipulate. Can you see the changes, the little bubbles of ink that's disappearing? Can you see? Those have never touched paper. I have never opened those pens, you guys. I've never marked on paper with them. They have sat in my box for a long time, a few years. And you can see the colors changing. There's bubbles where there shouldn't be bubbles. There's missing ink. The level of the ink is disappearing. And that's exactly your first signs. Spirit is working on your colors. You may not see them because they're dematerializing the pigment from your source, taking it to spirit, and now they're working alchemically, etherically, to try to get them back to our dimension onto your cards. It is a process. It takes a massive amount of energy, and you've got to be good in health in order to do this. In other words, you can't deplete yourself. You got to be trying you got to be eating right, and you got to be treating yourself right, and getting some good sleep, and devoting time to your own development. And if you are sick, it will take away the life force needed for the phenomena. So just know your phenomena will slowly retreat if you have surgeries, you get really sick, or you start a whole new project in life, like a new job, you relocate. The phenomena will retreat until you build up the life force again, and then the phenomena will come back. Does that sound amazing? Are you guys wild yet? Are you ready to start? I want to know who is going to start sitting because we need more precipitation mediums. You get it going, I'll put you on my stage. I'm not threatened. I do not mind if you guys become the better than me because we have to save this phenomena, you guys. We have to bring it back.
We have quite a few comments.
Well, that's enough me talking. You guys talk now. Let's talk to the people.
We have a few people commenting that they are familiar with some of this work. A lot of people are wowed.
I've done my job.
I think the church that you spoke of, where did you go? Portugal?
I went to it's called the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona.
Barcelona. Julia Ladd said she had been to that church. It was amazing.
Yes.
Vivian said awesome. Jody Higgins said she's painting when she was at Lilydale.
Oh.
And they think they see all kinds of orbs and stuff in their photos. So can awesome. You imagine?
Love it.
Love to see these in person. John Flores Is he familiar with, he's familiar with Camp Chesterfield. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Oh, awesome. Hi, John Flores. Great to see you.
He says they're really beautiful. And people are really wowed. Kristen Roberts, medium, says, I'll do it. She's like,
I love it. I'm a whole girl. Kristen. You reach out to me, Kristen. I'll help you.
We'll okay. figure it out. Julia Ladd said, this was an amazing presentation. Very informative. Thank you, Reverend Kevin.
You're so welcome.
We want to repeat. Now, don't forget, June 3rd, globally, right? We're all going to meet.
Yes. Jane Dawson.
At 2 o'clock.
Yes, it'll be 2 o'clock on June 3rd, and that'll be Eastern Standard Time here in the United States. Okay. And it will run for about 2 hours maximum. We'll do about an hour and a half presentation, maybe a little less, just to give you guys some questions. Then we're going to take a probably maybe a little tiny potty break and then jump right into about a 20-minute experimental precipitation circle, where it's basically a worldwide seance. And I guarantee you, I know stuff is going to happen because there's no, because with spirit, they don't, time and space is irrelevant. We are literally all connected by light and energy.
That's astounding. Amazing. Also, let's see. Vivian is asking, are the caps of the pens are left on the pens?
Yes,
right?
They are. The pens are always left on, and spirit literally just dematerialized through the plastic.
It's wild. It really is amazing. So Vivian, I hope that answers your question. You saw how Reverend Kevin uses his basket box. It's all black inside. He puts layers of stuff like lasagna. Very interesting how you do that.
I'll tell you guys, you know, real quick, Carolyn, you did say earlier that I do have a couple of things that are very special on my website.
Yeah.
I hope my website is up and running today because I'm actually rebuilding it. So I haven't
checked it up today.
Okay. So in the shop, there are two things. One is a precipitation mediumship development meditation album. I teach you and guide you in several different special exercises, but also there's a very rare red light precipitation seance that took place at my church in 1985, I think. It is the audio file of the founder of my church system, our national system, who did this seance, and you will get to listen to this hour and a half experience. It's kind of funny because it was recorded on tape. It's got a funny hiss to it, and everybody's voices sounds a little funny, but it's a very old, probably a 40-year-old archival piece of history, you guys. It doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. And I witnessed red light phenomena where we sat in the red light with empty cards and we prayed and ohmed. And all of a sudden, within about 45 minutes, the medium said, they're coming. They're right on the edge of the ethers. And we ohmed. And as we ohmed, they literally materialized in front of our eyes on all of the cards, like they phased into this third dimension. We howled. We couldn't believe what we just witnessed with our own eyes. So that is what that was, that red light seance. Amazing.
Amazing. And that's at RevKevinLee.com.
Yes, that's where they can find those two wonderful pieces. You can go there and check those out, okay?
And all about Kevin, what he offers, all about his biography, where he trained and everything, and what he's doing, what's coming up for him. What else do you have on there, Kevin?
Well, I'll tell you, I will be working for Camp Chesterfield later this fall. There's a Midwestern conference that they're putting on, and I've just been invited to teach, and it's going to be a big virtual conference for everybody to join in. You'll see that in my near future. And I'm also, I'll tell you this, nobody knows this. You're the first show, Carolyn, that I'm announcing this. I am almost ready, probably within about 60 days-ish, to bring live an archive of precipitated images from my archives. I'm going to bring those to a website format so you can upload yours, download some of these images. You can go through them and study them and just see amazing things that I have literally stored in my closet, stored in my computer, and I'm digitizing everything so that it's not just sitting in my closet, you guys. It's got to be out there for you guys to see it. So I'm creating an archive that's going to be public.
Oh, that's going to be absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. I saw a couple of, we've just posted your website, your Facebook, your Instagram, your YouTube. Perfect. So please get on there and check out everything that Kevin Lee does, which is amazing. Also, Vivian is saying she's bought the album and she started practicing already. So
thank you, Vivian.
That's cool. And Jody Higgins is saying she had this happen in her house with makeup.
That does not surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all. Let me tell you, it does not surprise me because literally it's pigment. So they can use anything. They can use the color in flowers. They can use the color in vegetable skins. They can use the color of fruit or color out of clothing. I've seen swatches of clothing used as pigment put into a basket and it worked. So they can use anything with pigment.
That's absolutely amazing. Jody has signed up.
Awesome.
And so we have June 3rd on here. That's great. We have all of your social media. Jody Higgins and John Flores will be sitting together in circle on
wonderful. 3rd. Guys, I'm so
we want to let you know that. Let's see. What else do we want to talk about? This is a beautiful presentation. I just wanted to mention how beautiful it is. One thing that I try to talk about is to ask people not to forget their roots. And it was so beautiful that you mentioned was it a Baptist background?
Yep, Southern Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Totally not metaphysical at all. Yep. But look how some of the teachings, look how Mother Mary,
yes,
Father Joseph came to you.
Me? I never prayed to them. I wasn't Catholic.
No.
I love the story of Jesus, but I didn't even really pray to him. And I was amazed that they would come to me, saintly figures to me. I'm just an average human. I don't even have titles. And they loved me and they never judged me. They never once called me a sinner or told me that these teachings of our churches go against God. In fact, later they've all said that they are of God. So
there you go. I always try to get people to understand that whatever they were raised in, that they're now kind of turning against, it's never lost. The education is never lost. You don't know what I love about metaphysics is it takes everything, all the pigments per se, from everything that you've learned.
Yes.
And brings it to the present. And I think that is so wonderful.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share with your community, because this, I share my heart every time I do this. Sometimes I get emotional. I'm a weepy minister. I get emotional. I love to share. And I just thank you for providing me. And you know what? Thank you for spirit. Thank you for providing spirit an opportunity to present the light further out into the world through shows like this in our listeners and our viewers. If you guys have ever thought about doing a show like this, go create your own show. It's so easy, you guys. And create a podcast if you don't want them looking at your pretty face. A podcast works too. Share the light. We got to get the light out there more.
Now, don't forget, please join us in July when Reverend Kevin Lee comes back.
That's right.
You're talking about the seance room.
Yes, we're gonna talk about the seance room. Explain to you guys, I have been to over 300 seances in the world in different places. I have witnessed things that you think only exist in movies. I have seen and that are shocking, otherworldly. And seance rooms are not scary. They are amazing, loving places where I connect with my friends and my higher teachers. And that the seance room is my church. That's where I go to sit and receive from the ministerial souls that come forward to teach me. That is my church, is the seance room.
Well said. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Please join us. Thank you, Reverend Kevin Lee, for being here this evening. And all of our visitors and listeners, watchers, thank you so much. Next week, Myrna Lou Goldbaum, our master palmist. This gal is amazing. Don't forget, if you'd like to have your palm read during the show, please send it to psychicflowradio@gmail.com and I will forward them to Myrna. Remember, it's got to be your pick, your hand, your wrist, both hands, and send them to me, okay? In the following week, we will have, that will be June 11th, Mr. Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, joins us once more. Oh, he is the dynamite kid, I call him. Awesome. I just love him.
He is.
He's wonderful. The following week, the 18th, you'll have me, Carol Ann Carey, the psychic medium of Sarasota. I hope you'll join me for some mini readings and consider me your spirit connection. The following week, on the 25th, we'll have Reverend Lee Chapin, who channels Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and Jesus. So we're going to talk to her about all of her teachings and everything that she does. She's, I believe she is a psychologist background. So we're going to talk to her too. So please join us in the Psychic Flow. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Thank you so much. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Don't want the fun to end? Grab more refreshments, then head over to Goldilocks Productions YouTube channel.
With over 950 archive shows, the fun doesn't have to end.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.